Hey friends, it's Jenna Overbaugh here. I'm a licensed professional counselor and I'm here to help you do all the hard things, including busting through your fear, intrusive thoughts, and worry so you can live your best life. Some of my earliest memories were being anxious and I lived my life that way until I learned more about OCD and anxiety. Since then, I learned as much as I could and I've been helping people overcome their fear and worry since 2008. Over the years, I've acquired some of the best education, training, and empowerment tools to help you understand your brain a little bit better and to finally overcome all of that fear that's been holding you back. Now, if you're ready to learn more, let's get to it. I know that it's not just me because I feel like we all have to do this, but I literally just had to remind myself of the old school fall back, spring ahead. Right? Fall back, spring ahead. So our clocks are going to be being 1 hour ahead of time for daylight savings if you're in the United States. If you're outside of the United States, I know it's different. We all do it at different times if we do it at all. But yeah, this actually probably doesn't seem like it is as much of an OCD related thing. But I get so many questions, you guys, about sleep and disruption and kind of these fears that if I don't get enough sleep, I'm going to go crazy and insomnia and all the things. We are going to be losing an hour of sleep here. And this wasn't ever so much a problem for me personally, like the fear that I'm not going to get enough sleep. And then, oh my gosh, what about that? What are the implications of that? If I don't get enough sleep, then what? How it really impacted me was just like overly being very rigid and perfectionistic about Eli's, my son's, sleep when he was little. Especially when he was little, baby, there were all these different articles about how to manage a baby or a newborn or a toddler when you're going through daylight savings time and all the changes and all these like things you can do. Prepare yourself up to 3 days in advance by doing this and this, or just do nothing and let the baby figure it out on their own. That's just parenting for you. You can literally have a problem and then have 18 different solutions that all say that they're the best solution. And so when you have OCD and anxiety, it can be a real mind-boggling thing, like just indecisiveness over what the heck to do and where to start. So you just go crazy in your own head. But this can be really difficult for people when they're losing sleep. They're overly rigid and overly perfectionistic about their sleep, their sleep quality. So I wanted to talk about sleep disturbances, especially as it relates to daylight savings, but just in general too. I think this is going to be relevant for anybody who has a hard time with their sleep. So let's talk about some of the ways that OCD and anxiety can come up regarding sleep. So there can be a lot of different obsessions and compulsions related to sleep. I just want to remind you that OCD can come up in any form, can latch onto anything. So if you're like on board here with what it is that I'm saying and you feel like it's yours and fitting for your experience, but then something that I say doesn't fit 100%, I don't want you to write this off. OCD is so nuanced. We're all so nuanced as humans with mental health conditions. It's okay. So don't feel like you have to fit 100% into what it is that I'm saying. But some obsessions that I see coming up around routine disruption and around specifically sleep routine disruption, you could have just this fear of this disruption of your routine. Like, I've been doing it this way. I don't want to feel uncomfortable doing it a different way. That just feels different and I don't like it. That in and of itself can be difficult for people, particularly as it relates to sleep schedules resulting from the transition to daylight savings time. So some specific examples here of obsessions or intrusive thoughts that you might have about being unable to adjust to the time change. You might have fears of experiencing sleep disturbances. What if I can't fall asleep? What if I feel differently in the middle of my sleep? What if I can't stay asleep? What if I wake up and I feel this way? What if that doesn't repair itself or figure itself out over the next couple of days? What if I go crazy? What if I lose productivity? What if I lose function? What if those things are impacted in some way? And you can see the OCD snowball going from there. A mom might have these ongoing concerns of, oh my gosh, what if I snap and I hurt my baby because I'm not sleeping? Somebody with hit and run OCD might say, oh my gosh, what if I'm not able to be well rested and I'm not a good driver? It can really just impact a lot of different ways, but it generally stems from this idea or this fear that you're not going to get good sleep or consistent sleep or the routine, perfect, just right sleep that OCD wants you to have. And then you have all these continued fears piling on top of that about what that means if you don't get good sleep. Some compulsions that I see involving sleep-related behaviors might be excessive monitoring or control of sleep-related behaviors to prevent these perceived negative outcomes and so that you maintain this sense of control. So some specific compulsions might be like checking or rechecking alarm clocks, obsessively tracking your sleep patterns and wanting to make sure and trying to make sure that everything is just perfect, and just you might engage in bedtime rituals with this rigid adherence to specific routines. We might be overly monitoring how you feel and ruminating about how to figure this out in your head, which just, of course, keeps you awake and makes you more anxious. So some things that you can do, but it's really that catch-22 of what came first, the chicken or the egg, right? Did the sleep difficulties come and then the anxiety? Did the anxiety come and then the sleep disruption? It's really a both kind of situation. So my recommendation is just to, first of all, be aware of how your anxiety is trying to attack your sleep. Whether it is trying to maintain a sense of control, whether it is obsessively engaging in these bedtime rituals with this rigid adherence to your specific routines, excessive monitoring of how you feel and your, you know, mental clarity and your levels of exhaustion and so on and so forth. This and overcoming this is going to require you to expose yourself to anxiety-provoking situations. So if daylight savings and any kind of disruption to your sleep is in and of itself an anxiety-provoking situation, good, because it happened. Now, how do we deal with it? And as long as we are continuing to live a life that we value and not just continuing to let rituals and compulsions dictate our life, it's probably going to happen again. We're going to have daylight savings time again in the fall. If you're out with your friends on the weekend, your routine isn't going to be 100% perfect, or at least it shouldn't be. And so I want you to try to deliberately expose yourself to some type of situation or stimuli that will trigger the sleep disturbance or some type of anxiety about the time change or about your routine or whatever. If any of this is resonating with you right now, then you need to check out the OCD and Anxiety Recovery Blueprint. The OCD and Anxiety Recovery Blueprint is my no holds barred, real talk, three-part course for action takers who want to gain control over their OCD and anxiety and take their freaking life back. It is truly recovery like you've never seen before. I made this OCD and Anxiety Recovery Blueprint because I was sick of the same old vanilla, recycled mental health content on social media, on the internet, and I wanted to raise the bar. I wanted to create a world where people could recover for good with or without a therapist. So the OCD and Anxiety Recovery Blueprint, you could get it all together. It's over 100 videos, over 35 hours of content, but you could also get one of its three courses. So we have the foundation, which is level one. This is where you will lay the groundwork for your recovery journey and truly step into your therapist role and realize ultimately how simple all of this can be when you commit to the process. Then level two, we have the transformation. This is where you would learn how to prevent rituals, including mental compulsions, dismantling all those other compulsions that really, really trouble you. You will come to understand that behaviors and mental compulsions are yours to control and never the other way around. Then we have the end game. This is where you will bulletproof your recovery no matter what exposures or challenges cross your path. I want you to take your life back into your own hands. So OCD has nothing against you. If you want to learn more about the OCD and Anxiety Recovery Blueprint, just go to www.jennaoverbaughlpc.com/blueprint or head to the link in my show notes. I don't do vanilla. I don't do what's your subtype. I rip open the freaking curtains and take you into the inner workings of my mind and education so you can know this as well as I do. So again, to learn more about the blueprint, go to www.jennaoverbaughlpc.com/blueprint or head to the show notes and click the link below.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A really good example of someone who I worked with, this person was very obsessive and compulsive about their sleep, and everything had to be just so. It had to be perfectly dark. It had to be perfectly quiet. The room had to be perfectly just so with the furniture and whatnot. Everything on their mental to-do list and on their physical to-do list had to be finished so that they went to bed with a completely like blank slate, total peace. They had to go through all this rigid routine in order. And of course, there was always something else to add on to it. So by the time this person felt good enough that they could go to sleep, they didn't actually feel good enough to go to sleep because it was 2 o'clock in the morning. And so we really worked on, okay, instead of having it be perfectly dark, can we just move your curtain a teeny tiny little inch? I'm not asking you to sleep with your windows bright open and all the curtains drawn forever or sleep in the broad daylight. I'm asking you, can you, instead of making sure that your windows are 100% covered, can we make them 95% covered? Can we make them 90% covered to just make sure that it's not 100% the way that OCD wants it? We also played around just with maybe there are some things on that to-do list that we intentionally leave until tomorrow, allowing ourselves to feel that feeling that it's not 100% perfect, that I do not need to have these rigid adherences to this OCD plan in order to go to bed. And of course, it was anxiety provoking at first. And there was, of course, the increased feeling of, oh my gosh, what if this anxiety keeps me from being productive? But it's really important to have that response prevention in place because what you will eventually learn are potentially three things. That one, that feared consequence could be lack of sleep, could be lack of productivity, could be feeling uncomfortable the next morning. That's not as likely to happen as you thought, that it's not as catastrophic if it does happen. And that even if it does happen, even if you do wake up and you're tired, even if you don't get a good night's sleep, even if you do have to drive and you're a little bit tired, that you can tolerate it and that the world moves on and that you don't have to have everything be just perfect and just so in order for you to move on with your life. So some other things that you can do, definitely not as trying to like logic your way out of it in the moment, but just be aware of some cognitive distortions and some thought traps that might be happening. I want you to just witness your irrational beliefs about sleep. I want you to witness your irrational black and white tendencies or all or nothing tendencies as it relates to your sleep. And imagine how good and how freeing it would feel to be able to live your life without having to constantly have it be through this filter that your sleep has to be perfect. So overall, you guys are, you know, probably going to have some heightened distress and anxiety during daylight savings change or any time that sleep is going to be interrupted if that is something that you typically struggle with. So sleep disruptions, routine adjustments all tend to be a little bit more difficult for people with OCD. But by doing these exposures, by challenging yourselves in a way that's challenging but manageable, and by making sure that you are on point with your response prevention techniques, it can really help you reduce the impact of OCD symptoms on sleep and on daily functioning. And of course, it's going to get harder at first before it gets better, but most things in life are. Most things in life are. And if you are one of those people who you are listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, that's me. I didn't think anybody else out there did that. I do that all the time. Oh my gosh. Just know that there are tons of resources out there for you. I go over all of it and more in my OCD and Anxiety Recovery Blueprint in my programs. So you do not have to keep doing this. You do not have to keep doing this when it comes to sleep routine changes or anything like that. I go over sleep. I go over all of it in my courses. Long and short, what I want to say to you guys is OCD can latch on to anything. It can latch on to anything, including your sleep. The difficulty with sleep and sleep disturbances is rarely just about sleep. It's usually about the implications of that difficulty sleeping. Oh my gosh, what if I do something that I don't want to do when I'm tired? Oh my gosh, I'm not going to be as productive if I'm tired. And so it's really important to be able to let yourself see and have the experience that you can be a little bit tired, that you can be a little bit tired and the world continues moving on, and that you don't snap and that you don't hit someone with your car, and that you can handle being a little bit tired every once in a while, just like everybody else. But you're not going to talk yourself there. You're not going to logic yourself there because that's not how OCD works. You have to give yourself the experience of getting there so that you slowly learn over time that you don't need to follow these rigid routines and rigid rules in order to stay safe, in order to stay comfortable. So I hope that all of that was helpful. Sleep, luckily, is something that I have rarely struggled with for myself. Of course, just with my little one, like I talked about. But I hope that you all hang in there. There's so much hopefulness for you guys. I know that the sleep thing feels like it's completely out of your control, and it feels so awful to just not be able to sleep. So I get it, and I hear you. And I hope that if you take anything from this, you challenge yourself to just mess with your routines a little bit. Know that it's going to feel uncomfortable at first, but that you can tolerate that. That's all part of the process, and it's part of you getting stronger. So let me know what you found helpful. Let me know what you've implemented, what you've tweaked in your routine. I cannot wait to hear how it goes for you. Thank you guys so much for being here. Come back next week for another episode. And until then, keep doing all the hard things.
Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. It would mean the world to me if you would take a quick minute to please give it a review. And while you're at it, check out my website at www.jennaoverbaughlpc.com to sign up for my free email newsletter that includes an instant, free downloadable PDF to help jumpstart your OCD and anxiety recovery journey. You can also find me on Instagram or TikTok at jenna.overbaugh. If you liked what you listened to here, you can download some of my workshops and courses on OCD, anxiety, and treatment at my website as well. Thank you so much again for tuning in, and until next time, keep doing all the hard things.